Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shir should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Marini Miras and Shirchio. Today is the Yortzeit of Maran Hamzat Sal, Ori Yisrael, Vikidosho, Rav Kuk, Baruch Hashem, Zachinu, Harbe, Mesh Hashanim, Vilmod the Torato, Vimuchad, Yom Tirato, Yom Yortzeit Shelo, Shebo HaNeshama, HaNeshama, Mit Alal, the mala mala because hey meromim, there's no end to the amount of aliyos that the neshama has in the olam elyonim, olam elyonim. As Rav Chalav talks about, it's not limited. So the mail of the rub is going higher and higher, and our avoda is the shaber, the nishma sarav or the teres sarav. As nishmato, lui nishmatema. Says the Gemara in the Seches Brachas Nachmin Ches. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroyes Chaver Olach Shleishim Yayim. Omar Baruch Shechiyanu Bekimanu Begana Lezmanaz. If you see a friend after 30 days, say Shechiyanu. Achshem Shechoydesh, 12 months, say Baruch Mechaim. It's listed in 12 days and 30 days and 12 months. Why 30 days Shechiyanu? And why 12 months Mechaim Mason? Mespir Arav, Mesifro, Hanak, Ein Aya. שזה אחד מספרי היסוד בחיי ובחיי אחרים רבים. In my opinion, one might claim that all the rough sfarim that are the most down to earth, the most practical, definitely the Enaya might be number one. The language is not as difficult as many of the other Sfarim, and so practical, so down to earth. And Baruch Hashem, we have four volumes. Unfortunately, sometimes I get to a Gemara and say, what would the Rav say? What would the Rav say? It's not in Brachas or Shabbos, so a lot of times we don't know. Espir Rav, Amoadot Nekarim Zmanim. Yotam Baim Zman Zman. Moados are called Zmanim, Zmanim Lesasan. Because they come from time to time. Poalim drishomam be'erkam u'musari dafka al-yedei hafsek shel yimot achor. They make their mark in their ethical value dafka when we have a hefsek of yimot achor. In other words, the koyach of the moadim is that there are weekdays in between. Ki rak be'yot avroshim shel ha'oz ve'asimcha ve'hadrat ha'kedusha של ההתרגשות הפנימית הבאה לרגלי הזיכרונות הקדושים של מועדי השם נעשה כהה מעט עד ההפסק של ימות החול. Only because of the powerful impact and the simcha and the splendorous holiness of the internal emotion that a person feels when he remembers the holy events that occur during the Moadei Hashem, so that becomes a little bit blurred, a little bit darkened, a little bit weakened, and we have a hefsek of yimos hachol. And then the moed comes back, and then there's a schachis in your nefesh, the light of the soul is mischadish, and there's a grace of simcha. Gam korot korat ruach shel ahavat hanefashot shemegalat kocha vehipagsham panim bepanim poela hefsek lachush yoter את הדרת האהבה הנאמנה של רעים אהובים. Also, the same thing applies when you have pleasure. When you see somebody, you haven't seen them for a while, because you said simcha. And because you haven't seen them, you see somebody every day, it's not so simcha. Dick Reese and I went to a wedding, an old friend, and I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in years. I used to see these people every day. When I saw them every day, nobody was excited to see me. And I can't say I was so excited to see them. But pitom, you meet them at this wedding, helps that there's music, and there's simcha, and it's food, and everyone's happy. It's a great time. But you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time, everybody was hugging, and how are you? You know, sometimes conversations don't last so long. But with some friends, you can just, you know, pick up where you left off and just talk forever again. So it's an amazing simcha when you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time. And that's because of the hefsek. צמיחת האהבה והפרחתה על ידי הפסקות כאלה היא אחד מתנאי האהבה והדרך הקבוע בהתפתחותה בנפשות. The sprouting, the growing of this love through these hafsakos is one of the conditions of love and the set path when it develops in the cells. אמנם, שתהיינה הפסקות ארוכות יותר מדי, אז ימחקו את הרושם של קישור הנפשות. When the hafsakos are too long, then there will be erased the roshan, the impact of the connection of the cells. לא באופן של חוסר עניות כוח, המתחלש רק לשב עומד להוסיף אורה בצבינו ותם עומד, ורקים שרק זיכרונות נקודיים, שמאותם צבורים הקורפנים באופן הנפש, כשתפגש באהבה, דרכי מהווה נאמנה עוד הפעם, כי אין השבה לתחייה ויצירה חדשה. When you haven't seen somebody for a long enough time, so then there is a mechika, there is an erasing of the mark of the connection of the cells. In other words, you have these specific memories which are rooted deeply in the person's psyche and soul. And then when he meets this, oh, his old friend who loves so much, so the love is going to come back to life. In other words, it sort of died. It sort of died when you saw somebody last week. So the love hasn't died away. When you haven't seen somebody in a long time, it's still there, but it's dormant. It's dormant. And then when you see your friend again, so it comes back to life. To Yetzira Chadashim. And that's the difference between the Hischachis Ahava, the renewal of love that comes after 30 days. 30 days is the natural time for the exchange of the emotions of life in relation to society and the family. We see this, for example, in a woman's period, her cycle, her menstrual cycle, is coming about every 30 days. So that's the Seder Asrakshas. She has this new Asrakshas, this new feeling. And so it comes every 30 days. And that relates to her family, relates to her husband, obviously. And in society, we have that Astam Havas 30 days, which is the Hefsek HaTmidi, Shegarim L'chadish Pnei HaRegesh. So in our family life, 30 days is a significant time. That's a woman's menstrual cycle. And in society, 30 days is a important time, because the istam halva, istam lon, is for 30 days unless specified otherwise. Because this is a new... It's like the end of the period. It's like a unit of time. That's a unit of time. Now the unit is over, you're starting a new unit. You're starting a new unit vis-a-vis your family, you're starting a unit vis-a-vis society. So when you give a loan, you're giving it for that unit of 30 days. And also when you meet somebody, it's the same way. You haven't seen them for 30 days. Now it's like a new unit. It's a new unit, so the love has died out in a certain way, at least on a conscious level. So Mimela, when you see the person, you're saying a Shachianu, because it sort of died out a little bit. That's when it comes to 30 days. 30 days is, again, the Lashon HaRav, is Mana Tefi, the natural time, the Chalifat Sidrei Hidrakshut HaChayim B'yachas Chayei HaChevra V'HaMishpacha. The natural time for the exchange of the order of emotion, of life, in relationship to the family, example given, menstrual cycle, and society, example given, alone. And that already, after that unit of time, so now we go into a new unit, to a new stage, so that's the 30 days. Unam yudbet chodesh, tkufat hashana, poelet mahpecha gdola, בריבוי מסיבותיה, בחיי האדם, בהלך רוחו, הרשמים של זמן הפסק שנה, מתחלפים כליל, ורק על פי סוד החיים הפנימיים, הקבוע בנפש החיה, העומדת באמת לתחייה גם אחרי בלותה, אחרי יבשת לשת בית חומרה, תתהפך כחומר חותם, ויתייצרו כמו לבוש, כמו הפסוק באיוב ל"ח י"ד. רק בכוחה זה תתעורר להקים מהכוח היולי הפנימי את בניין הקשר שכבר ניתר ונבלה. After a year, then it's after 30 days, so it died out partially. After a year, that's a whole cycle of a year. All the chagim, all the weeks, everything passed by. Then it died out. So yeah, there is this little, it's like the etzem aluz that they talk about that we still have that doesn't rot mikever and brings us back for tchias hamesim. So there's that etzem haluz of our memory, of our feelings, of our psyche that's still connected to the other person. But basically the love has died out. It's been a whole year. You moved on with your life. And the Rav quotes the Lashon of the Pasuk in Iyov, Tishapech kechomer chosam. It is changed as clay under the seal. V'yisyatzu kamo levush. And now it stands as a garment. So it's like coming alive again. It's renewed. It completely dried out. Achrei yabeshet. Leshet beit chomra. After the chomer dried out, now it's going to come back to life as this new garment. And then you're going to rebuild the relationship. So, 30 days is Shachianu. Thank you for bringing us to this day. We, it died out a little bit. And now we're back together. We feel so good. And 12 months is Mechaya Mason, because it died. Now it died out a lot more. HaRishamim Shel Zman Efsek Shana Mitchalpim Kalil. The Rosh can go away completely. And only Al Pisod HaChaim HaPnimim, only Al Pidachimius, that's Kavua B'Nefesh HaChaya. There's something deep in our soul that's going to be brought back to life. But on the surface, it died. Aken v'rech m'chei ha'mitim shur hakol b'emet v'gam u'siif arba mikor ha'chaim ha'kalim shel nefesh sh'mizet tetberer lanu al midata l'tchiyah. ויותר כאשר כל דבר הניכר שהוא עומד בטבע המציאות, מצב בלתי נשלם ודאי יצר פעולת שלמותו בקץ הימים. ובאשר התמותה האנושית וכל החי, היא החלישות הטבעית שרואי לצפות ביום, שתשתלם תכונת החיים כל כך עד שלא תצטרך לה, ובילה המוות לנצח. אמנם אם רק החיים בעת המאושרת הם יתענגו לחיי עד, עלינו להזכיר שמנוחה והקורת רוח, הקשורות בטבע נפשות ובחדוות, בשמחת הנפשות המאבות ודאי בו יבוא וחליל לחיסרון מנוחה וקורת ראש של געגוע שדבר כן לעד לעולם. הכן עמדת האהבה בעומק הנפש במצב איתן גם ישכח כל רושם והמון החליפות וחזרתיו להיות נאורה ומשיבת הנפש בהחזר להכוחה הוא התגלות נאמנה לתכונה צפונה בנפש האנושית נאותה עומדת לכך להתענג לעד בגעגועי אהבת אהוביה. על כן לעת שיבלע על מוות לנצח, גם משני אפור יקיצו וישוב אלי בבות על בנים, אלי בנים על אבותם, וכן הדבר מוכרח להיות מחזה הטוב ואור הצדק של המציאות, ואר כל בנים לקץ ולכל תוקף הדרו. So this bracha of Mechaya Mesim is obviously in Pashtus, the bracha that we say when we're going to come back to life after dying. So we see a remez for that, we see a mashal for that in our relationships with our friends. That it died out, but it was still there. In other words, again, we're talking before the days of, not again, I haven't said it before, but in this year. But this is before the days of email and texting and telephones. And today it's much easier to be in touch. The Shalif Yibachal said if you're in touch. But when a person's in touch, so when a person's not in touch, they completely lost touch, and you're in a world without easy communication. So you moved on with your life, and the person's forgotten. So, and then he comes back, and all of a sudden, wow, the love is renewed, and it comes back to life. And that's a remez for Kriyas HaMeisim, that we're going to die, and we're sort of lying dormant there on the ground, and then come back to life. And then there's Kriyas HaMeisim. It doesn't completely disappear. And it's also related that when it's we give Kriyas HaMeisim in this world, we have these gaguim, we sometimes miss our friends, and we have this kishur nafshi to our friends. You know, to give an example, let's say a child to a parent. So a child can lose a parent at age 6, and if you ask anybody who lost a parent at age 6, a person can be 26, 46, or 96. You say, do you miss your parent? They'll say, of course I do. Some will say, I think of my parent every day. Some will say, no, I don't think about my parent, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. Some will say, many people will say, no, I don't think about the person all the time, but the second they think about them, all of a sudden the power of the Gaguim comes back, and they feel this tremendous connection and love for that person. So that's essentially what's going to happen in Tchiyas HaMeisim. At Tchiyas HaMeisim, A, the dead are going to come back to life, and B, what we have now in this world, that you don't see somebody for 12 months, you say, Mechaya Meisim, we're going to be reconnected with your loved ones. That's going to happen at Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim is the time of being reconnected with loved ones. The love is dormant, and now it's going to come back in full force. Yivula Amavis Lanetzach, Gam Yisheni Ofer Yakitzu. Child children who lost their parents, which is the natural way of things. And parents who lost children, so that's the unnatural way of things. They're going to be reunited, and that's going to be the tremendous simcha. So that's the bracha we're making. We say bracha chayim meisim. We haven't seen somebody for 12 months. That's like a babua. That's a shadow of what's going to be when we have tchiyas hameisim. We have tchiyas hameisim. It's going to be a reuniting of loved ones. So we're going to have this tremendous simcha that we have when we connect. Everybody knows instinctively, and it's also been proven by studies, that the greatest simcha people have is when they're connected and they have good relationships, positive relationships. And one of the marks of an unhappy person is a person who's detached from society, detached from their family, detached from themselves. You have to have good relationships. That's one of the main hallmarks of a happy person. So a person who's missing relationship, it's very saddening for them. They lost a spouse, they lost a good friend, they lost a parent, Rechman al-Atzlan. So the greatest simcha is to be reunited, and that's the bracha we make. In this world, you miss somebody after 12 months, and the love sort of died out, you went on with your life, you're busy with other things, you see the person back, the love is rekindled. That's also what we're going to see last at Lavo. When we're reunited with our loved ones, we're going to have that tremendous simcha of connection, and we're going to be able to say Mechaya Meisim and be living Mechaya Meisim. 30 days is Shechiyano. That's like a natural cycle. It's a unit. The unit passed. You see the person say Shechiyano. And then Mechaya Meisim is death. It died out after a year. And that's going to be rejuvenated, reinvigorated when you see the person. And also at the end of days when we have the actual Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'advarim hayu me'irei na'im v'samchei lev mamish. In this world, we're not complete. That's why we have to die. That's what the Rav says. In this world, it's not complete. In the next world, it's going to be complete. So, in the meantime, we're incomplete people, so we have to die. But in the future, we're going to come back to life. We're going to be reunited as complete people, so that's definitely going to be an improvement in our relationships. A lot of us have ruptures in our relationships because of the fact that we're incomplete human beings. And at the end of days, that's going to be completed. You know, some people are probably worried. I know a fella, his parents weren't from, and the father didn't want to give his wife a Jewish get. Because he didn't care, he wasn't from, it wasn't like he was making her an aguni. They made a civil divorce, he didn't feel like giving her a Jewish get for whatever reason. So the rabbi told him that if you don't give her a divorce, you're going to be with her for eternity. You're married to her for eternity. So he said, oh! And then he ran around and quickly he gave her a certain divorce. That's what the son told me. He was laughing as he said it. Probably deep down he was very pained. Can't imagine that he wasn't. So there's this, there could be people who would think, oh, I'm going to be connected to my spouse forever. What, she's going to be annoying me forever. That's what I need. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it that we're going to be complete human beings, and that we're going to be able to be mashlim each other from the future, and it's going to be a sichadik relationship, not one that causes us tsar. And that's going to be when we're shleimim. In the meantime, we're not shleimim, so that's what causes ruptures in relationships. So in the future, we're going to be shleimim, the relationships are going to be restored, but in a more beautiful way, in a more complete way. So that's definitely something to look forward to. All the people around us, our spouses, our children, our parents, friends, society. All right, brothers and sisters, amazing, amazing shir. Baruch Hashem, not me. It's all the Rav. So much more to say. So please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, sweet, most beloved friend.